the GTFFL idea. You are the manager of your own Formula One fantasy team. You have a budget of 90 millions of whatever currency to build your team. Your team has to have two drivers, one chassis type and one engine type. These components of your team are chosen from the contestants of the current real Formula One season. Teams with only one driver are not allowed, as it does not reflect the setting of the real Formula One. Setting up your GTFFL team is a one-time action. You have to choose your GTFFL team members and components before the start time of the first qualifying of each season. Building your team at a later time during the season will not be possible, as the page where you can put together your team will be closed for use as soon as the first qualifying of the season has started. The GTFFL scoring system. You will earn for your GTFFL team, consisting of two drivers, one chassis, and one engine, the points that the real-life counterparts of your team components will be able to collect during the season. This means for each GP, you will earn the points your driver 1 manages to achieve. You will earn the points your driver 2 manages to achieve. If one of your two drivers manages to get the fastest lap, you will earn the extra point for the fastest lap for that driver. You will earn the points that the real-life Formula 1 team of your chosen chassis type will be able to achieve, including any extra point for the fastest lap. You will earn the points that the real-life Formula 1 team of your chosen engine type will be able to achieve, including any extra point for the fastest lap. All points your GTFFL team will be able to collect during the season will be added up and will form your final score of GTFFL points. The GTFFL team with the highest score of points collected at the end of the real Formula One season will be awarded as winner of the current GTFFL season. If two or more GTFFL teams reach the same overall score at the end of the GTFFL season, there will be two or more winners in that GTFFL season.